Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Kabul is on edge Saturday following one of its worst outbreaks of violence this year. Insurgents carried out a series of suicide bombings in and around the Afghan capital Friday that killed more than 50 people, including 9 at a U.S. military base. VOA's Ayaz Gul reports from Islamabad that the civilian death toll is the highest the United Nations mission in the country has recorded for Kabul in a single day since 2009. It's the first major wave of violence since the Taliban recently confirmed the death of its founder, Mullah Mohammad Omar. The developments raise questions about the future of the insurgent group's peace talks with the government. NATO says one international service member and 8 civilian contractors were killed late Friday during an attack on Camp Integrity, a U.S. Special Forces base near the main airport in Kabul. In a statement emailed to VOA, the Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. Government soldiers have raided a hotel in central Mali, freeing 4 hostages and ending a standoff with Islamist militants that left at least 11 people dead. Defense officials did not give the nationalities of the hostages freed in the early Saturday operation, which they said was backed by French soldiers. The jihadists stormed the Byblos Hotel early Friday, killing a UN staff member and 5 Malian soldiers and taking other guests hostage. At least 2 militants were also killed. Officials say at least 3 more bodies were found at the hotel following the Saturday raid, though their identities were not clear. This is VOA News. Typhoon Suladur pummeled Taiwan with heavy rains and devastating winds Saturday, killing at least 4 people before taking aim at mainland China. Television footage showed people stranded on flooded riverbanks and mudslides surging into mountain villages. Some areas have received up to 1,000 millimeters of rain. Suladur, which made landfall early Saturday, brought fierce wind gusts of up to 200 kilometers per hour, ripping out trees and knocking over billboards and power lines. Officials say more than 2 million people have lost power. And meanwhile, the United Nations is stepping up emergency aid to Myanmar, where massive floods have killed at least 88 people in the country's Irrawaddy Delta region. The UN said Friday it will contribute $9 million from the Central Emergency Response Fund to help agencies providing assistance in the region. Myanmar's opposition leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, is using Facebook to appeal for international donations to help flood victims, stressing additional flooding is possible because the monsoon season is not over yet. Aid groups and volunteers have told VOA that relief workers are struggling to reach some hard-hit areas. The White House says it is disappointed but not surprised that one of the top Democrats in the U.S. Senate came out against the pending nuclear deal with Iran. Spokesman Josh Earnest said Friday the Senator Chuck Schumer has had a difference of opinion with President Barack Obama going back to 2003, referring to Schumer's vote and support for the U.S.-led war in Iraq.
But it doesn't change our confidence that we'll be able to mobilize a substantial majority of Democrats in both the House and the Senate in support of the deal and, if necessary, to sustain the president's veto.
In a statement explaining his concerns, Schumer said the inspections regime were inadequate. He also expressed concern the money freed up by the sanctions relief will allow Iran to increase its funding for militant groups across the Middle East. Authorities in Bangladesh are investigating the vicious killing of a blogger. Police say he was hacked to death by a gang of men brandishing machetes and cleavers. Friday's attack is the 4th killing of a secular writer in the South Asian nation since the beginning of the year. The 40-year-old man, who was known for his atheist views, was killed midday at his home in the Dhaka neighborhood of Goran. A group tied to Al-Qaeda contacted media outlets claiming responsibility for the killing. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.